yesterday of this recording, not when this comes out, was Crumb's fourth birthday.
Oh my god. So
he's a full
That's
adult.
That's wild.
I know.
Is that possible?
I don't know. And it's so funny because also he still looks so old. So I do feel partially it's like, what do you mean you're only four? But also he's only four.
Yeah, like I agree with you. He does obviously look 75.
Yeah.
But it is also wild when I think it was four whole years ago that he wandered into your life.
Oh my god, that's true. That's crazy. We didn't get to, normally I like to like take him out and like go to the pet store and have him pick things, but it was raining. It's been raining here like crazy. London style, if you will. Like the freeways have been flooded, like no one can drive. It's been crazy here.
No way. No, like actually raining.
Actually
not
raining.
Like, not like when people from LA say it's cold.
No.
Like actually raining.
Actually raining. Like actually shutting down the city. Raining too much.
Oh my god.
But in Crumb loves water, hates the rain, so I felt really bad that it was raining on his birthday. So I got
Why
him
does
some
he
treats.
Hate the rain?
I just I think it's different. You know, it's really coming at you. It's like a bath versus a shower. You get to choose the
in your face.
Yeah,
situation.
Yeah. But I did let him unwrap presents, which he loves and is so cute every time. He's so careful with what he's unwrapping.
You're gonna need to film.
I know. Every time
from unboxing,
I think about it, he's like, he brings it under the table. And so I'll start to film and I'm like, this is a terrible video. Like, it's like half just like chair legs and it's dark under there. So I need to just like make him do it somewhere where I can actually see him.
That's so cute.
Yeah. He's still wearing his little birthday bow tie.
Does he get like a cake? You do like a...
I've done that. We did like
pile of meat or something like that.
Well, I wanted to. I was thinking about taking him to McDonald's, but it was truly raining too much. So I just got him a bully stick and a new toy that he could unwrap, which also it's really nice of me to get him a bully stick because they smell so bad and he loves them. So I'm
what do they
curious.
Smell? What are they?
Just like, I mean, you don't know what a bully stick is?
No, what's a bully stick?
Okay, if you say bully stick slower, it will answer your question. Get rid of the Y.
Oh!
Yeah. So that's what that is. I think they're like dried, basically. Yeah.
That's so gross.
Yeah.
That's so funny.
Yeah,
that's lovely of you. Like, that is a real treat for him.
Yes. Yeah. They're really gross. But
Happy
they love them.
Crumb.
Like, dogs love them. And I don't know what it is specifically about those.
Yeah.
It's a weird one, but...
It is a weird one, but they love them. I guess... Yeah, there's got to be some kind of science there.
Yeah, and maybe it is partially that it's like very fragrant. It's very like,
yeah.
So I don't know.
That is a good birthday treat.
Yeah, yeah.
How does Cricket respond to Crumb having birthday treats?
Oh,
I have to
give Cricket one too. Yeah, it's so funny that I'm like, okay, I gotta get two of everything because they don't know what a birthday is, and so if I just give one, it's a fight. Like,
yeah.
It's already kind of hard because Cricket finishes treats so fast. Like Crumb took hours to finish his bully stick. Cricket finished it in like 2 minutes. I don't know what he does.
Yeah.
It's like he just swallows them. So then he finishes it and does the classic like, well, I want one. And it's like, you ate it, dude. Like, it's gone.
Baby.
I know.
But also, you have to...
Pace yourself.
Pace yourself. Yeah, I think this is... I mean, Michael does this, and I just think it's because he's an only child. Like, he'll, like, eat his treat and then look at me like, do you want to share?
No.
I don't want to share.
Why would I want that?
You just ate yours too quickly.
Speaking of, Ella's engaged now.
I am.
Isn't it cute?
I'm a fiancé.
Ella had a huge weekend.
Which is so weird, because it sounds like such a, like... I, as soon as we got back from Ireland, which is where Michael proposed, I was like, I feel like I really should have my life together now that I'm like fiance. And like, even like the first couple of days of like doing stuff, I dressed like a fiance dress, and it lasted like 2 days. What am I doing? I'm exactly the same, just with like a nice piece of jewelry.
Yeah,
like it just is. But yeah, I am engaged now. I proposed. It was wonderful. We went to Ireland, which meant Percy had to go to the Cat Hotel. And you know, this is the thing. Like, so whenever I take her, we have to go on the train. Percy loves the train, so she loves being her little like cat rucksack. Mm-hmm. Which I did say to Michael, like, I think the next time we do this, you're going to have to carry her, because I was aching. She's big now. She's like nearly 7 kilos.
Yeah.
She's a big girl. And so the next day I had like proper like aches in my muscles and arms from just carrying this chunky cat through London.
Yeah.
So that was funny. And then, yeah, she loves going on the train because it's quite like a long train journey. Like, it's 2 trains. One of them is like 10 minutes. And then the next train is like 40 minutes.
Right.
So like, we get her in her like rucksack is one that like extends. Mm-hmm. So like, I'll take her off my back and I'll put her on the train table and extend it. And she just like lounges watching the world go by. In her, like, having the best time to fall asleep. Oh. She'll like meow at some people very conversationally.
Yeah.
Like, she does like to observe the world from the comfort.
Yes.
Of her back.
Yes.
That's so cute. But then also when we got to the Cat Hotel, she always like, they always like, she'll initially start like hissing and growling at Paul and Tamara, who are lovely. Cat Hotel. And they're like, don't worry, she always does this. The first couple of hours, she's so cross and indignant to have been left.
Yeah.
And then after that, she's chilled. She's like rubbing up against you, chatting to you, having a meow off with all the other cats in the vicinity. Yeah. Like, she's fine.
Oh.
But this time, because we started taking her there during COVID, every time I've dropped her off, I've just had to like pass her over from outside. Mm-hmm. And then they'll send me pictures to be updated. This time I got to like go in and settle her in her little pen, which was cute. So I got to properly see like where, like her little room, where she stays. And it's such a good setup that they have.
Really?
Like, it's a really lovely space. It's kind of like almost like a horse stables. Like, it's that kind of shape.
Mm-hmm.
There's an indoor bit and an outdoor bit. Mm-hmm. There's an indoor bit where they've got like heaters and like beds.
Oh.
An outdoor bit with like climbing stuff. Yeah. So it's great. Yeah. She's a great time. But it was just funny because I settled her and she was like making that noise that like the sound like a car starting up. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah. Yeah.
Noise. Yeah. Like that. And then I would go over to her and she would stop. She would look at me and blink as if to be like, I like you, but like, I'm really mad at you right now. Like, I'm not going to growl at you. However, I am displeased
with
the situation. And then Paul would go over and she'd immediately be like, and I'd be like, you're so dramatic. You know, Paul, you like it here. What is your problem? And then obviously, like, I left her and she was fine. I got pictures and videos of her like rubbing herself all over him. Fine.
Yeah.
And then I go and pick her up when we're back. And as soon as she sees me, she starts growling at Paul again. Paul's like, why do you do this? We're friends. Why are you acting up now that your mum is here? And it is. It's like the kid that gets picked up from nursery and has had the best day.
Mm-hmm.
And as soon as their mum comes, they start crying. Like, I can't believe you left me. It was so hard. I was so scared. So that's her little routine. Then she gets in and is so happy. It is really cute, like, how happy she is to be home.
Yeah.
Like, just like rolls on every rug,
aww,
on every surface, on our bed, on her bed. Like, fully like went to sleep, like just lying.
No, it's so lying cute. Lying across me,
which is so cute and rare. So She's fine. Yeah. Obviously, I at one point, apparently, I said to Michael, while I was like drunk on Prosecco and like newly engaged vibes, yeah. I might add, I apparently turned to Michael and was like, I can't wait to tell Percy that we're engaged. He was like, I don't understand.
Well, did you tell her?
What would
she say?
Meow.
Yeah,
like,
okay.
I don't know. It is funny because you're like, you are like the center of our world and you have like no idea like what's going on with us. Like I'm like, I know you so intimately. Like if Percy poos 2 hours late, I'm like, I wonder why that is. But like, you know, she doesn't know what my job is.
No.
She doesn't know that we're going to get married. She has no concept of these things. Yeah. So yeah, that was apparently I said that. And
that's really funny. That's such a funny drunk thing to say also. So earnest. Percy's going to love this. We have very fun guests on also today. The hosts.
Oh wait,
of,
welcome what? To Comfort oh, Creatures.
Yeah, welcome
I don't
to Comfort
think
Creatures.
We said that.
No, you're right.
Yeah, that, this is the show.
This is the show.
Creatures.
You came to the right place if you clicked on Comfort Creatures, and then you were like, "When does it start?" Yeah. You're in it. but we have some like a really fun guest. What a sentence. We have really fun guests. The hosts of Let's Learn Everything. Yeah, Ella, other Ella. Not this Ella.
Dr. Ella.
Dr. Ella.
Ella with a proper degree.
Yeah.
Not an arts degree.
Yeah. Tom and Caroline here with us. And we chat their pet experiences. And also we get some fun animal facts. So,
yeah. Welcome to Comfort Creatures, guys.
Yeah.
Hello, Charlie. Welcome to the show.
Yeah, there he is. He wants to be the person here, not me. He's like, you're not allowed to do this recording. It's like he knew that this is what we were doing because he never does this.
It's so cute.
He literally never does this.
Yeah, he was like, I'm the main character today. So, you know. Ella, do you want to tell us about Charlie, given that he's so insistent on featuring her?
Yeah. Charlie. here we go. Here he is. I'll show you.
Exactly. What we're seeing is a perfect black cat.
Yeah, like your witchy companion will ride on the tail of your broom. Like, that is what we're getting.
And the thing about Charlie is, look, I know everyone says that their kids are the best kids, right? He isn't, first of all. He's really awful. But, like, you know how parents think their children are beautiful? Well, everyone says to me about Charlie that he's the most handsome cat they've ever seen. And I'm totally like the mother who's like, he really is, isn't he? I sit around and like talk. One of my best friends has two cats and I do too. And we sit around and we show each other pictures like they're our kids.
Yes, love
and
it.
We're like talking just to each other and other people around us who are like, why are you still talking about your cats like they're your children? Like, I don't care. And have you seen him? And then grab one of them and shake them around in their face.
Yeah.
Have you seen this thing?
Yeah, that's anyway, perfect. That's the perfect
he's great.
Response.
He's really grumpy, but that's it. That's like his entire personality. Like, I wish. But
how,
he likes
how
me.
Long have you, he likes. Okay, that's important.
Yeah.
How long have you and Charlie known each other?
I got him when he was a kitten. He's almost 3 years old now. Wow.
Wow.
Yeah. And he's my first pet ever. Well, my first like proper pet.
What do you count as a proper pet?
Ella?
I had snakes when I was younger. Does that? I don't
that's
think that
so
counts.
Cool.
That's a proper pet.
That is a proper pet.
They were my mum's, and I also okay, so I had mice, and my mum had snakes.
Oh god.
The reason I count as proper pets is you don't interact with them very much.
Yeah,
like right. they're like you look at them from a distance. You certainly don't interact with snakes very much. but we had them at the same time. My mum had these two snakes, and I had these mice, and. This is a story. This is a story for sure.
We're all wincing, by the way, now, because like, you've just said mice and snakes.
Six of them died one night.
The mice?
Yeah, the mice. And my mum told me, but she didn't tell me why. And we used to feed the snakes these, like, frozen mice. And for years, I was, like, probably eight, and for years I thought my mum had killed my mice and fed them to her snakes. Like, I really genuinely believed this. And then I asked her when I was probably, like 10 years later, and I was like, did you do this? I'm really ready for the response. And she was like, no, you idiot. They're like, we lived in Canada at the time, and a field mouse had got into their cage and, like, killed, like, most of them.
Oh.
Yeah.
That's not what I was expecting this story to be.
Not at all.
it was like smaller than them, but much more vicious.
Yeah, that was going to be my question. Like, what kind of mice did you have? Are field mice known for genocide? Like, is that what they do?
Apparently. Like, I didn't know that was a thing, but apparently. And, you know, maybe my mum was still making it up to try and, like, spare me the fact that she's a mouse murderer. But I don't think so.
Ella, you prefaced this by saying this is like a capital S story. And still, I am like, this is like a, you can replace any of these animals or characters with like Game of Thrones characters and it would be extremely compelling. Like this betrayal, this lie. And then the truth is somehow stranger than the lie itself.
Yeah.
And it's like,
it's high stakes drama right now. Like I really didn't think it was going to go that way.
Probably where Brian Jacques got the idea for Redwall is what I'm guessing.
yeah, for sure. obviously we need to talk about everyone else's pets and things, but before we move on, I should at least try and show you the little one.
Yes.
The baby. Teddy!
You must. So you have two cats.
Teddy, come here. Yes.
Oh.
Teddy, what's this?
Little one.
Yes, you are so cute.
Oh, look.
Hi.
He's got a mustache. His little white
mittens and a mustache.
Oh, goodness me.
So what we're looking at now is another perfect black cat, but this one has a white mustache and white paws.
Little white socks.
Yes.
And he's suited and booted, isn't he? Look.
He's a proper lap cat. All I wanted was a lap cat, and Charlie's not. He likes being stroked and stuff, but this one, no matter how uncomfortable you are, he's like, I'm lying directly on top of you at all times.
Yeah, I love that.
He's a menace. Look at him! He's really so cute.
Like, oh, the little moustache is actually too much.
You are so cute, Teddy. Yeah. So what we were saying before we started recording, before we record the podcast, we do checks. You know, like, are we recording? Are we all synchronised and that kind of stuff? But one of the checks we do is, have we seen a cat yet?
Yeah, I know.
Very important.
So one of them
literally
has to
every
be
episode
shown.
We do that.
That's good.
Yeah. That's not a joke.
I think that just sets the tone for your show. Like, that is why your show is joyful, because you see a cat.
It's because of the cats. Yeah. It's not because of us three. It's because of those two. They keep us going.
They are the fourth and fifth co-host.
100%.
They also add them to the credits page.
And to people listening, I do want to apologise because you probably hear their bells jingling. Tom edits our podcast and he doesn't hear it.
It's so funny.
I think I'm the only person. Maybe it's like some kind of. Maybe it's not really there, but I can always hear their bells jingling in the background of the podcast. I'm like,
it's like
there.
It's like that thing where, like, in a crowd, when someone says your name, you can hear it. I think it might be that for just like ambient noise, you can hear their bells because you're used to it, which is so funny.
Yeah, or like how mothers hear their babies crying. No, it's their baby. You know, it's.
Oh, just, I didn't know that.
Yeah, yeah. Mm-hmm. So it's like, they're your babies. That's why.
Yeah.
That's it. And the bells are like a necessity as well, because if I don't know where they are, then they're going to hurt me. That sounds so
worse
than it is.
No, I actually wanted... Please tell me about this, because I actually think I need to put a bell on my cat for the same reason, because she just loves
running up and down, like, really, you know, crazily, like cats do. But sometimes I'll be, like, on the stairs or, you know, and then and one of them will, like, dart past me and I'm, like, going to kill myself if I don't move out of the way.
Yeah. So. But the bell does work.
Yeah.
I have something a bit different in my parental household, because my parents have a little cat called Grayson. And my mum is also quite blind. She's quite blind. Hmm. And blindness and a cat are a really interesting combination.
Yeah.
So we've had to get him, we've had to trial different bells to find which bell is the belliest bell so that he won't get stomped on if he's walking around and my mum's walking around at the
belliest
time.
Bell.
The belliest bell so that my mum can hear him whilst they're wandering around the house.
Well, it's really the answer? Like, what kind of bell is the belliest bell?
It was just a random one, I think from like a Wilco's or something. It wasn't even a pet shop. It was like a random bell on a random collar, and that's the bell we're on at the moment.
Okay. And I feel like like a Christmas bell would be really good because they're very jingly.
We tried a Christmas bell. Yeah, it annoyed Grayson too much.
Yeah.
He was like this, like, to the point where he wasn't a functioning being anymore whilst he had that bell on him, you know?
Yeah, when they just
a compromise
like
there.
They just like freeze and collapse to the side. Like, I'm so disoriented. Yeah. What have you done? You know?
That was him. Yeah.
Yeah, I definitely think I should, because like Percy, my cat, likes a surprise attack. She'll like, she just likes to leap out at me. And most of the time, like, I'm so used to it now, my reflexes are excellent. But occasionally, if it's like the middle of the night and I'm going to the loo and she does it, I'm just like, could you not? Like, I'm half asleep and suddenly I've got like, she's a big girl. She's like nearly 7 kilos. And I'm like, now I've got like 7 kilos of cat flying.
So, oh no.
I could do with some warning. A bell, a Wilco's belly bell. Is what
Millie, one of my cats, also specifically the stairs. Like, we have the collars and bells on them, partially so if they get out, they're tagged. But mostly, it's just like she loves to bolt up and down the stairs when you're walking them, and it's
that's
terrifying.
Exactly it.
Yeah, Caroline, do you have pets at your home or just the parental home?
I don't. So I currently live in like a little one bedroom flat just outside of London. It is not the most pet friendly of residences at the moment. I would love to, because the cat at my parents is technically my boy. He's my baby.
Yeah.
And I would like to bring him with me at some point. But at the moment, he lives with my parents and my brother and my brother Snake. They all just hang out together. Oh, nice. Really love cohabiting. You know, nothing's gone wrong yet. Fingers crossed. So he's going to stay there for the time being. But no, at the moment, I really want like a little like hamstery thing or something, just because life's better if you have a pet in it.
Yeah.
But right now. I will say I'm not allowed pets in this flat.
No, you're not.
they're illegal residents, but I'm not afraid of saying that on here because I'm sure my landlord doesn't listen to anything that would bring him any ounce of joy as a landlord. So
now we have a no landlord listen policy, so you're good.
we have to do is anytime we have an inspection, we send them off to someone else. And like, I have like an extensive list of things I need to hide and like take down. We've got like a kind of operation going on where I'm like, okay, you do this, cats go there. They hate it though. So.
Yeah. So funny. Tom, what about you? Any pets in your life?
I don't, and this is the other funny thing is I don't know if I've ever even talked about this with my co-host before, but I do not have any pets. Mm-hmm. I did not grow up with any pets. Mm-hmm. And I don't think I've told both of you. I used to be very afraid of both dogs and cats growing
did
up.
You really?
It's been a very long journey. I say I haven't told my co-hosts about this. I'm going to say this and they're going to be like, yeah, this makes perfect sense. I used to be very into like digital pets. Like I love.
Even I got that vibe from you, Tom. Yeah.
In the 15 minutes we've known you, we all get
like a
Tamagotchi.
Tamagotchi, Neopets.
Nintendogs, I really
I
like.
Nintendogs. Yeah, I knew it. Even, I felt it in my soul that you're a Nintendogs person.
One of the.
You look like a Nintendog.
I really did. And you know what?
Straight up looks like a Nintendog.
I also had this like online fish pet simulator thing that I really cared a lot about for a while. Like every single day would feed them, and then like you know one vacation they all died. And that's fine. I don't think about it that much. But I really wanted pets when I was in like grade school. And, you know, like with I forgot, one of my fascinations for a while was I just read a single book about ferrets, and I was like, a ferret's a good pet. You know, famously so illegal in some states, yeah. But yeah, totally fine.
Wait, they're illegal in some states?
Yeah.
It's California and Hawaii.
Why?
Why?
Is it like, as soon as I learned that
they were okay in New Jersey, I didn't care anymore. I was like, that's fine, and I can love them.
Yeah, I think it's like if they get out, they don't want like a ferret population running the streets of Los Angeles.
Because we have that issue. I mean, a lot of places have this issue, but you know, and Ella, you'll know, the parrots, the parakeet issue in London.
Yeah, we did an episode about this. Mm-hmm.
Did you? Okay, we won't get into it then. But I have a tattoo of one of the, wow, the ringnecked parakeet on my shoulder, because I love them.
Yeah, I love them.
What's weird is that in Los Angeles, we also have escaped. We have a bunch of parrots that. Same thing. Like, it's almost the same story where there's just all of the I call them the Pasadena parrots, but they're just this huge flock of parrots that it's just so funny because, like, they're so clearly an invasive species because they're so loud and, like nothing else in the
That's
area.
Why I love them.
Yeah, it's
and, like,
awesome.
Brightly colored as well. They blend with nothing. Like, yeah.
They're awesome.
Are you south of the river, Ella?
Yeah, I'm Oval.
I'm Peckham. I'm like, really?
Oh, nice! Yeah, so there's like a strong growing population around here. I see them flapping around sometimes, but they mostly live in like big parks, St. James's Park, and I sometimes go there and feed them. And I don't care if it's wrong. I'm gonna do it anyway.
I support you wholeheartedly. Yeah, mm-hmm. For sure.
I think my favorite thing about seeing these parakeets is just like the tourists will come in, and I remember the first time I saw them because I'm not from London, and going down to London and being like, there are freaking parakeets in Hyde Park. What's happening? What? And then the tourists are taking photos of grey squirrels.
Yeah.
And I'm just like, but there's a parakeet right there. What are you doing? And because they don't see these like fluffy animals that are so used to humans just coming right up to you. They're like, look at this cute thing. I'm going to take a photograph of it. Whilst I'm just like, there's so much happening right now.
Yeah. Yeah. I once saw a man in St. James's Park, like, absolutely covered like head to toe in pigeons, and he was like holding seeds and stuff, and like he was just like all of his shoulders, his head, and he was just chilling there, just having a great time. It's like, this is just happening. Also, loads of people walk their parrots in London. Like, I see parrots on the tube.
Have you seen the guy in St. James's Park that flies his parrots?
And he'll do
like,
I have.
Yeah, he does. They like, he exercises his parrots, I guess, and they all fly in formation, and they like, he like whistles particular combinations of whistles. It's really impressive.
Ella, we gotta get him on the show.
Oh yeah, next time
when
I next see him, I will approach him and be like, you have to come on our podcast.
I saw someone with like a giant macaw like with on his shoulder on the tube the other day. I was like, how do you do that? Like the animals are so chill. It's like, surely they would be freaked out by this, but I guess he's just been doing it for a long time.
Yeah.
The one animal I've ever been a little bit afraid of is a macaw. My dad's friends had one, and they like were explaining how powerful their beaks are, and I just remember being like, I don't want to touch that bird. It's gonna bite my finger off. Like, I think I'll be fine, but I don't think I want a big bird as a pet like that specifically. Yeah, there's something about those.
They
beaks.
Are a bit scary.
They're intimidating.
Just the thought of one being in such an enclosed space, like a tube.
That's the thing.
Like a really
the,
bad
yeah.
idea.
Yeah.
Well, they say that animals like parrots, you know, they only have one person they ever get bonded to, right? So, and they really can be really aggressive towards everyone else, which is kind of like
scary,
<freaky.
laughs>
but relatable.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay, we're going to take a quick break, and we'll be back with more from the hosts of Let's Learn Everything.
If you have trouble falling asleep, try sleeping with celebrities.
Tell me about your view of
of succulents.
I'm not a huge fan.
It's a different kind of sleep podcast.
There are some real benefits to parking illegally.
Featuring remarkable guests and unremarkable topics.
There's two Orlando airports.
From the creator of Depression Mode with John Moe, it's Sleeping with Celebrities. Every week on Maximum Fun. Nighty Night Sleepyheads.
Hi, I'm Jesse Thorne, the founder of Maximum Fun, and I have a special announcement. I'm no longer embarrassed by my brother, and me. You know, for years, each new episode of this supposed advice show was a fresh insult, a depraved jumble of erection jokes, ghost humor, and frankly, this is for the best, very little actionable advice. But now, as they enter their twilight years, I'm as surprised as anyone to admit that it's gotten kind of good. Justin, Travis, and Griffin's witticisms are more refined, like a humor column in a fancy magazine. And they hardly ever say bazinga anymore. So, after you've completely finished listening to every single one of all of our other shows, why not join the McElroy Brothers every week for my brother, and me.
So, Tom, you didn't like like pets, and then you went through your Nintendogs phase. Did they get you into dogs? That
happened. Well, what ended up, like, I grew up, I forgot to mention another thing I used to be afraid of was butterflies also. So there was a lot of fears going on at the time. But you know, like my aunt and uncle like had a really big dog that kind of freaked me out as a kid. Like one time in the neighborhood I was on a bike and got chased by a dog. Another time like a friend's dog bit me. And so it was just like running like 10 red lights in a row, kind of like just by chance. Like I rolled like 5 natural ones on on all these dog checks. And so I just thought I wasn't really a dog person. And then I think what changed me was I worked at Kickstarter for a bit, and it was like a really dog friendly office, and it was just the best. Every kind of dog. There was a little chihuahua named Gigi who was just, and the thing is they were all just like so chill, like literally just like everyone's working at their office and you just have like this little goober with their tongue out, like big bulging alien eyes, just like walking around, like exploring around, and I'm like, you own this building, don't
yeah.
you? You feel like. And then the one dog that I definitely have to shout out, and I asked my friend if I could shout out, is my good friend's dog named Twig, who is a greyhound that they adopted.
Yes.
And they are the most chill little goober. She loves to be in enclosed spaces. So like when we visited her, we would just like hang out in the bathroom with Twig. She likes hanging out in the bathroom.
No. I love that.
And she's also... are you guys on TikTok? Do you guys know the that meme with the like long faced dogs with that song?
Yeah,
we get them all the time. Twig's face is so long that when you try to take a picture, you can't get the front of her face and the back of her face in focus at the same time. And she's such a the best. My favorite story is one day Twig's mom was out of town, and you know her roommates were watching her, but her door got unlocked and they saw through like the Ring camera. Twig got out, just like looked outside, and just like looked around and was like, that's too much. And then just went back inside.
<It's> so
and then just
cute.
Like went straight back to bed.
Oh,
such a sweeto.
Twig's such a good name too.
But the other thing that I'm slowly working to is learning to love cats. It's taking me a second.
That's okay.
I feel like we're doing transatlantic therapy, where every week Tom sees my cats and hears more about them. So
yeah.
you get
yeah.
like well, a little more
the
exposure.
The thing is, my girlfriend I started seeing a handful of months ago does have a black cat, and her name is Celeste. And she is so sweet and so kind, and it's so funny the things that have started to endear me to her. Like my partner was like, I was like, why is Celeste like sitting on that? She was like, oh, Celeste likes to sit on rectangles. I don't know why. And I was like, oh no, am I starting to? Also, Ella is completely obstructed at this point.
I can hate you, but you are getting some really good purring content into the mic, so that's nice.
Excellent. That's real important.
We love that.
Is this another Charlie moment?
He's rubbing on the mic now. This is
we don't need to differentiate between Ella's because everyone knows that I am not the Ella whose cat comes and purrs.
That's true. That is not
my cat's personality.
Oh, no.
my cat is an asshole. We've all accepted that.
I feel like Millie heard we were talking about black and white cats because she doesn't usually come when we're recording. But she was like, "Are we doing cat stuff right now?"
Oh, she's so cute.
So pretty. My goodness. I saw her like slowly like having a little doze. Like that was delightful.
Oh shoot.
Oh, my goodness.
Charlie, get off the camera. I think he just closed. Wow. Oh no, the recording's still going. So he's like closing everything on my laptop.
Oh my god.
The thing I think is I love about cats that I think is maybe why they're frustrating pets, but also the reason I want them is that they are like mischievous constantly. Like they're always doing the exact thing. Yeah. Like, and it's nothing too bad usually, but it's constantly like, why are you knocking that off? Like, why is that? Yeah. That's on the table. I want it there.
I've had my cat delete emails before. Yeah. And that was that caused some issues. That was real mischief.
I think what I love about cats is that when they want to spend time with you, you know they want that.
Like, yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, my Percy, she turned 3 in January, and for the first, like, 2 years we had her, she, like, wouldn't sit on my lap, but she would sit on Michael's lap, and I was, like, so affected by it.
Oh. Mm-hmm.
And then at Christmas, she, like, for the first time, like, came over and, like, nestled in my lap, and I was like... I like set like had to like quietly like take a picture of her and send it to Michael, who was over like, look, it happened. Like it's there. You feel honored. You feel so honored.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
They've blessed you with their presence, you know? This is a big deal. Him being like, pay attention to me so much. You're really seeing a moment here.
It's really
stop
cute.
It.
Really
it's still annoying.
Alexis, I will say, I think the mischievous thing is another thing that I realized that I did like about cats, because Celeste, one thing she'll do is she will just wait directly outside of the bathroom anytime anyone's using the bathroom. And at first I was like, that's funny. But then I was like, what if I also... did I also waited outside with Celeste and I was like, this is a hilarious bit. And then I was like, oh, I get cats now.
Yeah.
This is hilarious.
Yeah, my cat does that as well. Whenever I'm in the bathroom, waits directly outside it. I don't know if she's concerned that like when she sees me showering, she just meows at me so loudly as if she's, and I'm like, are you worried about me now? Is it? Do you think I'm drowning? Like, what's the? You seem very agitated. What's going on?
Do you not think it's like just voyeuristic? I think my cats just like love to watch me. Sorry, can you like? They just like, oh, you're doing that. Well, we're looking at you then.
Do you think they're trying to like? Because I obviously am like, it's the nicest thing. Do you think they're like, you're vulnerable right now, we've got your back? Like, if there are any attacks?
I did wonder that. Because they're so vulnerable when they're, you know, in the litter tray. Maybe it is that. Yeah. I like to think that that's the reason. Yeah. They're not just being weird.
Yeah.
Or like, you're vulnerable now, we might attack you.
Yeah. Ooh, yeah.
Yeah, and they have number, you know, Ella, so they could.
Yeah. And they do gang up on me as well when I have food. So it's really like a constant battle. I don't remember what life was like without having to fend someone away from my food.
Yeah.
It's like a nightmare. I have to like pretend I'm not eating and like go to another room. Otherwise, I cannot just eat my food in peace.
That sounds like heaven, to be honest. That sounds amazing.
That's so funny.
One of my dogs, Crumb, like loves all food, but specifically French fries or chips. For the other side.
I didn't understand what you were saying.
I'm just so.
What is this?
Speak English. But to the point where it's like a problem, because if I have them in the house, he's like absolutely thinks he's entitled to them. I think he thinks they're like dog treats. So he's just like, he like loses his mind if I don't give him one. It's, I don't know what to do, because it's gone beyond begging. It's like, he's mad. He's like, why are you eating all of my French fries?
Why are you eating dog treats? Exactly. That's what makes sense.
That's rude of me.
Caroline, did you say that one of your siblings has a snake?
Yeah. So my twin brother has a snake. I think he saw me get a pet cat and then was like, you know what? I need this in my life as well. Yeah. And instead of getting a fluffy little thing that he could hang out with, he was like, snake time. So he has a little mottled corn snake called Motley, who loves to just ignore everyone and do his own thing, apart from if Grayson's in the room. And then it's like they're both sort of just like staring at each other, like trying to process what's happening in front of them.
Comprehend. No. Yeah.
But Motley's so cute, and I have he sheds all the time, and I have like a little jar with some of his like shed snake skins. That's less cute,
that's
but cool. It's a very Caroline move. That is
that's very cool.
That's like a great decoration to have. Like my,
here's, really
my
cool.
Here's my painting, here's my jar of snake skin. Yeah. Like.
it's goth. I love it. It's a vibe.
Yeah, it goes really nicely next to my little pot of my baby teeth, which also lives on my bookshelf. You know, it's all a vibe together.
Yeah, I was going to say, you're painting a real picture of yourself here, Caroline.
Yeah, I know.
I was also going to say, this is a really good, like, single sentence. Like, I find snakeskin so cute.
Yeah. I think we have a similar shelf, though, because my room is a mess right now. But I have, like, my dog's baby teeth in a little jar. I have, And then this one's the weirdest one I have is I have in a tiny jar a bunch of my friend's kidney stones that she kept for me.
That's so cool.
What do you mean of your friend's kidney stones? No. Did she just.
She has like. She has like a kidney disorder basically, and she gets them a lot, which is horrible and they're really painful and awful. However, like one time she said it jokingly, she was like, if you want one, I'll keep them for you. And I was like, really? Like, yes. Yes, absolutely. So I think I have like five.
What do
of
they
them.
Look like?
Like, pieces.
Yeah, this is good company for this.
We're all interested. Yeah.
I mean, like, hold on, I'll just show you.
Yes, show on.
Yes!
Kidney stones. I'm so excited.
While we wait, I did specifically have my tea from this mug today.
This
is a, I don't know what kind of bat. It looks like a vampire bat. Lovely.
Love a bat.
That's. Such really a cool bat.
Bats are so cool. I forget about bats sometimes. And then the other day, I saw a tick. You know what I mean? And then I saw a TikTok loads of them. I said to Alexis, I was like, Alexis, bats!
And she's like,
I know! They're great!
Can you see?
Are they're white?
Yeah, yeah. I gotta do the
makeup thing.
I was imagining them to be like so aggressively yellow.
Yeah.
And then
I also do love doing the like TikTok hold up behind the like hand thing, like it's makeup, but it is someone's kidney stones.
Yeah, it's like calcium or something,
yeah,
right?
Exactly.
Yeah.
It looks like just little chunks
makes
of white
sense for the color. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So I mean, given that we're now on the subject of science,
yes,
can you tell us a little bit about your podcast and if there is an animal fact that you have learned in the process of doing a podcast?
So many good ones.
Would you share it with us? Like a
we
good
talk
one.
About animals a lot. This is like, excellent. If you guys, if the people listening like your podcast for just like general animal information, we do talk about animals a lot.
Great. Amazing.
Tom, do you want to break down what we do, what our podcast is?
Yeah. So each episode, one of us talks about a science topic, and they've researched it, and the others are learning it for the first time. So we get to get the joy of getting to hear it for the first time, which is so great. We do, one of us researches a science topic, one of us answers a science question, and then one of us researches just a miscellaneous topic about anything. Some examples that I think some of your listeners might like, Ella researched a main science topic about the history of domesticating foxes.
Cool.
Caroline did a question about, are elephants right-handed?
That was amazing.
I did a miscellaneous topic for another episode about the philosophy and legality of animal art and whether or not
that was good.
Oh, well, so animal art, like painting animals, or animal art, like?
Like animal art by animals?
Like the animal is the artist. Yeah.
Yeah, that's what it's okay. Wow. Cool.
Yeah,
we've got some real fun ones in there. I think one of my personal favorite ones was if frogs can be pregnancy tests. That was a solid frog fact.
Oh my god, because that's an old wives' tale, isn't it? That you could like, they could. Is it you meant to pee on the frog and then you?
So if you take a pregnant person's urine and inject it into a frog, the frog will then lay eggs. And if the person is not pregnant, they won't lay eggs. But the hormones in a person's urine
that's
if they're
real.
Pregnant.
That's not a wise
Yeah, this is real. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Oh my God.
So the hormones in like a pregnant person's urine make them lay eggs, basically.
What?
It's really weird.
Weirdo figured this out.
Yeah. Fantastic
that's
question.
What I wondered. Like, who did this the first time?
They have like a big wheel of like human things and a big wheel of animals and they spun both and they were like, oh, pissing the frog.
And we used this as like pregnancy tests for like 2 decades or something like that. We used it for a really long time.
They had to ship urine to a lab where they would inject a frog and you would find out later.
My absolute favorite thing is that the frogs were reusable, so you could use them more than once.
That's actually quite good.
That is good.
We love
the frogs sustainability. Yeah, like did they just have baby frogs?
So the eggs wouldn't be fertilized because there was male frog involved in the process. It was just like a chicken laying an egg or a human ovulating or something like that. The hormones are doing it, basically. Yeah. So it's really, and the frogs, like, I think they had to have like a 3-month break in between pregnancy tests, and then they would be a normal little frog again, ready to do whatever normal little frogs do.
Wow.
It's really cool.
I wonder if that has anything to do with like the Princess and the Frog myth. Like, I don't know. Like, why do we relate women with frogs anyway? So,
oh gosh, I wonder if that. Oh, that feels like some weird scientist stuff that I might have to Google now to see if there is anything.
Yeah. Could be pretty, or if that's why we figured it out.
I actually learned a new fact for the today.
Oh my god! Yeah.
Well, it's sometimes you talk about like anthropology and archaeology stuff, and I was thinking because I love cats. I'm such a big cat person. When were cats domesticated? And everyone here is gonna think the same thing probably. When do you think?
Well, I'd assume Egypt.
Ancient Egypt.
Of course it is. Yeah.
About 5,000 years ago. We found out like 5 years ago that that's not true. It's that they're actually like more like 10,000 to 12,000 years ago they were first domesticated in like what is now modern day Iraq area. They're the same. They were actually domesticated 2 separate times. They were in Egypt, but again, from exactly the same cat much, much earlier. And I thought that was so cool. Yeah, like it was so the same. Cool. It was the same thing. It was the whole semi-domesticating themselves because of, like, you know,
mutual
killing rodents.
Yeah.
And then it happened again in Egypt, but all those cats come from this one specific wild cat, which is still alive now. The wild cat that they came from is still in the world.
What wild cat is it?
No way!
It's called Felis... Oh, I can't remember. It's just called the African wildcat. Like that is its name.
Oh yeah.
Just gonna look it up.
They're pretty cute.
They are so cute.
That we have them in Europe as well. Those wildcats. So they're everywhere. They're really adaptable, which is probably why they house cats have been so successful.
Yeah.
And they do just look like really long versions of domesticated
cats. Yeah, they do, don't they? Yeah.
And they found that, like, they looked at the genomes of these wild cats versus domesticated cats, and they found that cats now are, like, really, really genetically... Unlike wolves and dogs, which are quite genetically different now, those cats and wild cats are super similar still. And so basically cats are still... semi-wild, like they're only semi-domesticated, which I think you know if you have a cat.
Said, like, when do you think cats were domesticated? Part of me was like, are they not?
I was going to say, never is never. The trick. Yeah. Same thing.
Yeah.
Sure. I mean, I guess it is a trick question in that sense, yeah.
Yeah. Like, and I mean, I have a Bengal, so the answer is not at all.
Oh, yeah. She, okay, that makes sense why you're saying...
she's an
Yeah.
Totally. Like, not even, like, she's just so intelligent that she knows everything I'm saying. And then, like, I'll say no, and she'll do the thing anyway. But not because she doesn't understand the no, because she's just elected to disobey me.
That's, you know? I mean, that is cats. My cats obviously know their name, names. And I'll say their names to get them to do something, and I'll see their ears move towards me. Like, I acknowledge you said that, but I'm not going to do anything about it.
Yeah, basically. Big facts. Yeah. 100%. Yeah.
So we have to ask everyone this question, which is, if you were an animal, what would you be?
So I've heard this question on the show, and I spent like... weeks thinking about it, and then this morning I was just like, oh, the answer is so obvious for me. I don't know why I was overthinking it. The answer is a pigeon.
What?
I would love to be, because I also firmly disagree, but for reasons. Go on, Tom.
First of all I think they're beautiful. I think their patterning is just like really cool. Get to fly. Get to be in the city. I get to be super smart. This is a fact I've kept trying to fit into the show, but I haven't found the spot. So I'm glad I get to share it here. Is that are you guys know about the something called the Monty Hall problem? It's like this famous probability problem that like came up on a game show, and the idea is basically that there's like three doors, and there's a probability trick to it where like everyone gets the question wrong. Like so many people are like, oh, the probability is like 50-50 when it's actually like 1/3. Pigeons get it correct, which is wild to me that pigeons are better at statistics. I think because they don't get hung up on like the human aspects of the problem. They're just like know the probability because they just figure it out. They're just like, oh, it's this, and they're obviously clever for like a million other reasons. So I think, pigeon. I would love to get to fly around.
I'm on board with you, Tom. Mine wouldn't be a pigeon, but I think pigeons are so misaligned. It's our fault that they're everywhere.
I'm so upset.
I'm really pigeon prejudiced, I have to say. And I've had lots of people come on the show and tell me I'm incorrect. And I agree with them. But unfortunately, like as a Londoner, I can't help it. I just hate them. Sorry, Tom.
My goal is to get Ella to change her pigeon views.
And like, you're chipping away at me slowly, you know, but go on. Caroline, please tell me why pigeons upset you.
Well, first off, I would love a little pet pigeon. The issue I have with pigeons, and it's not the issue I have with pigeons, to be honest, it's the issue I have with humans, is that we went in and we domesticated pigeons, and we were like, oh, we love pigeons. We're amazing. Yay, pigeons. Woo. And then we left them. We abandoned the pigeons.
Yeah.
And now pigeons are like they need to be looked after a little bit. They need their little feet sorting out. Yeah. Like they just need to be looked after. And humans are like, ew, no, bad. And I just couldn't live the life of a pigeon at the moment.
Yeah.
Because I feel like pigeons deserve more. You know?
If I was a pigeon, I would definitely leave the revolution because of you. I would say, humans, how do you like being domesticated? You find us breadcrumbs now.
But I would love a pet pigeon. I think they're so cute.
Yeah, same.
Oh, I'm just obsessed.
Yeah.
Nice.
And the thing is, we all know Caroline's answer, correct? Unless it's not going to be.
Well, so I feel like, Tom, you're expecting me to say frogs. just because I love them so much. They're my favorite animal. Frogs are so good. I did my master's research project on toads, you know.
Wow, that is so
also,
cool.
How nice would it be to just be head empty, have no thoughts, just float around? How nice would it be to be a jellyfish?
Ooh.
You know?
Yeah.
Ooh.
Just to like hang out and possibly be deadly.
Yeah, I was going to say, you're powerful.
That'll be really fun.
Yeah.
You want to be like a Portuguese man of war or something.
That would be delightful. Just like filled up with air, floating around on the surface of the ocean, being really blue.
Yeah.
That's great.
Yeah.
But also have the ability to kill a man, to kill the man who domesticated pigeons and abandoned them. There we go. It's the
full circle.
Plan, everybody.
Full circle. I love that. That's great. Yeah, so you did your master's on toads.
I did, yeah. So my background is biodiversity conservation. So I have some fantastic animal stories. I did my placement at a nature reserve, essentially.
Amazing.
So I got to hang out with like cows every day and sheep every day. And my little toads, I would go on like midnight walks around the reserve and like take photos of these teeny tiny little toads. And it was a really lovely time. So yeah, I am absolutely obsessed with frogs. So as soon as this project came up, I was like, I must know more about this toad. Yes. So happy. I love them. I think they're great.
Do you have like a favorite type of toad?
So the species that I looked at was called a natterjack toad. And they are like the rarest amphibian species, I think, here in the UK. You don't get to see them very often. So I was very, very lucky. I got a license to be able to handle them and stuff like that. So that was really cool. But I also love a white tree frog. Oh, I love a pumpkin toad. Oh, no, don't do this to me, Tom.
I'm so sorry.
Or maybe
pumpkin toads
toadlet.
Are like, well, they're like tiny, the tiny. They're like fingernail size.
No. Yeah.
And bright orange.
They're bright orange. They fluoresce under ultraviolet light. And they are so tiny that their ears don't help them balance very well. And they can't hop in a straight line. Because they're just they're so bad at balancing. They're so good.
God,
maybe I
want to
be so head empty that I'm a golden, that I'm a pumpkin toadlet. That'd be quite nice.
Yeah. Jump around, flop
around. I'm going to stick with my jellyfish answer for now.
Jellyfish is a really interesting answer, yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Nice. That is really good.
There you go.
Arella? I was like trying to think desperately of something that's like niche and cool that would make me seem cool because that's so important to me. But like I grew up as like, you know, a fanfic Tumblr girl.
Mm-hmm.
And
uh-huh.
All that there is inside of me is to be like, wolf.
I was literally thinking like Tumblr meme page.
There are two wolves inside of you.
They're both gay.
And all of the Tumblr art of like the wolf howling at the moon. And,
all that stuff.
Immediately where my brain went to when you said that.
And I was like starting to like think. In a fashion way, I might bring back those hideous jumpers which have like a wolf howling at the moon on, or you know, a pack of wolves on, and that would be so. And I think that's like a fashion statement I could like pull off, and still, and it's like new cool, you know, by not being cool at all.
I think you're fully
get away with that. I love that for you. I think I might try and facilitate this and find you one of those jumpers next time.
Oh my god, please!
You just have to go to Camden Market.
Yeah.
And you'll find one, like it's Camden Market, there's like always a jumper where there's a wolf.
So gonna do that. Oh yeah. So I guess I just have to be that person, because I was definitely like growing up like a wolf girl, you know. I definitely it wasn't like the, you know, the TikTok videos of the people like doing the running on the ground, like running and like, oh, I look over and I see my pack mate and we you know. It's like that kind of horrible shit.
It's so specifically, noughties Tumblr, like early 2010s Tumblr. Like Wattpad and like just, that was
That's
so funny.
Most Ella answer that we could have possibly gotten as well. I should have known.
One of our my favorite episodes is when Ella gave us a history of fan fiction, and we should have guessed this actually.
Yeah, we should.
I need to go and listen to that episode. That's you
I think you really enjoy it if you grew up in that kind of space. Because I'm a big advocate for fan fiction even now as an adult, you know, a lot of defense of it and like really explaining its roots and stuff. So.
And that's also the same episode that we learn about the frog pregnancy tests, actually.
It is amazing. Yeah.
Okay, perfect.
There we go. Really selling ourselves here.
For sure. That's a perfect answer. I'm now feeling so nostalgic for that era of the internet.
Oh, yeah.
It was so moody.
Yeah, so moody, so angry. Mm-hmm. I found my old Tumblr login the other day and logged in for the first time in nearly 10 years and found all of my like old poetry, which is funny because like now I am like, it's what I do for work. Like I do write professionally.
Yeah.
So it's like nice, like, oh, your roots, but also like, wow.
How cringy was it?
Roots stay underground.
So bad and so cringe and so angsty. So angsty. Just like in my Paramore era, just
nice.
Fancying people that didn't like me back. And
it's good you have those, you know, you should keep them. One day they'll be worth a lot.
Yeah, that's true.
Maybe. I don't know.
I think just whatever you do, don't tell your fiance, because I feel like this is going to come up at your wedding otherwise. And that's
really true. That's
or
really
brilliant
really...
either
no.
way.
No.
You should read one out. That would be so nice.
That would be so good.
What, like a poem I wrote when I was 16 for another boy?
Yes.
Who?
Yes.
This was so fun. Thank you for coming on the show. Is there other, obviously everybody knows to go listen to Let's Learn Everything, but where else can people find you, like social media wise?
You can find all of our info at letslearneverythingpod.com.
Nice.
But Ella is Ella Hupper on Twitter and Dr. Big Science Energy on TikTok. Caroline is Caroline the Bug everywhere, and I am Tom Lum Person everywhere.
Wow.
And this has been so fun.
We do that every time, so Tom's
that was just so seamless from Tom. I love that.
I may or may not have written that down because I knew we might have to do that. That's fine.
We, at the end of the show, are constantly like, okay, and then we're on, I don't know, Google it.
Yeah.
Thank you again. This was great.
Thank you, guys.
Thank you so much.
It's really been so fun.
Any excuse to chat about animals?
Yeah, any excuse to talk about my cats is like, this is what I do. I do this every day anyway, so to do it to an audience.
I really want to know more about frogs as pregnancy tests, Alexa.
I know. And also, like, I didn't want, because obviously everyone should go listen to the podcast, but it's really hard not to just be like, well, tell me all the answers. There's so many. They said so many in a row that I was like, well, wait, come back. I tease your podcast, but also you got to tell, I need to know the answer.
Yeah, because also there's another mention of like elephants being right-handed.
Yeah.
And I was like, what?
Yeah, don't spoil.
They don't have hands.
Just wink or something if they are or aren't.
Yeah.
And
then- So I'm really excited to go listen to the elephant one, and also to the frog pregnancy test. Also because the frog pregnancy test one also has mention of Naughty's fan fiction.
Yes.
And I vibe with that hard.
Yeah, it's really, honestly, it feels like it was catered for you.
Yeah, it really did, didn't it?
I was made you an episode.
All the things that I care about. I'm excited.
So definitely check them out. And then also, of course, follow us if you aren't already. We are at Sea Creatures Pod on Twitter and at Comfort Creatures Podcast on Instagram. And then, of course, join our Discord. That link is provided in those. and send us your Ready Pet Goes if you have them.
Yeah. Perfect.
Yeah. Well, then I've been Alexis B. Preston.
I've been Ellen McLeod.
MaximumFun.org.
Comedy and culture.
Artist owned.
Audience supported.